Shalom to all. Today we're learning about Vakama Perkyot Mishtachas Mishtatas. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Estobas Rachel Shishi Bzechra Fanyar Zivag Hagun Bikarav Mamish. Mishtachas tells us, Hagun Tlamina Eden Rechziroi. Someone who steals a little sheep from the flock and he returns it, Umeso Nignav, and then it died or was stolen, Chai Bachrusai, he still have to pay for that. Now, Lo Yadu Abayim Leb Genevaso Leb Chaziyosai, if the owners didn't know that it was stolen or returned, Umano Satsoin, and they counted the sheep, Ushlemahi, and they're full, Potter, he's Potter. Now, this Mishnah is very sawsome, it's very closed, it's unclear, so we're going to explain it outside. And the core idea over here is as follows. The moment a sheep or goat is stolen from the flock, so now it's learned that there's stuff outside its friends in the flock. And even if it's put back in, it's going to be looking for chances to escape so it can once again re-experience the big world out there that it experienced when it was stolen. And that means that an extra careful, watchful eye has to be placed on this sheep to make sure that it doesn't escape. Therefore, if a guy stole a sheep from the flock and returned it, and the Baalim didn't know about this at all whatsoever, they had no idea that a sheep was missing. And then something happened to the sheep. Either it gets lost or it dies or gets stolen. The Ganav is responsible for it. Now, even though you might say, but what do you mean? I took it and then I put it back and the Baalim didn't even know about it. I'm a very slick Ganav. Still, he's Chayiv because, again, he's still responsible for the sheep. Now that it knows what's out there, it's going to try to escape, and he, this Ganav, only gets his responsibility taken off of him when he informs the Baalim, you should know, I stole a sheep, I put it back, now you have to be extra careful with it. And that's what we're learning in the Mishnah, that if the Baalim do know about it, if they know that it was stolen, either because the Ganav told them or they counted the sheep and they noticed that one was missing, and then later on they see that one's not missing, obviously the sheep was put back, so the Ganav's not responsible for it anymore because the owner knows there's one here which is going to try to escape because it knows the world out there and we have to be extra careful. Moving on to Mishnah Tess, we're going to be discussing certain things you're not allowed to and yes, allowed to buy from people. Maybe they're stolen, maybe not. So Mishnah tells us, Ein loichem min arayim, tzemer v'chal v'gdim. One is not allowed to buy wool, milk, or little goats from shepherds because maybe they stole them, it's not really theirs and they're not allowed to sell it. V'olei mishay v'peires, eitzim v'peires. And one is not allowed to buy wood or fruit from people who are supposed to be watching fruit, they're the fruit watchmen, because again, maybe they stole it. But in Yehuda, one is allowed to buy klei tzemer, which basically means wool clothing, from women. In Galil, they're allowed to buy linen clothing. And in the Sharon area, they're allowed to buy young calves. And that's because these women are working with permission from their husbands. They make these things and they're allowed to sell them. So there's no problem. You're allowed to buy them. You don't have to suspect that they're stolen. However, in all these cases, if the woman said to hide it, she sold it. And she said, you should really hide this. Don't let anyone see it. Usher said, it's usher to buy it because then it's obvious that they stole it. And lastly, in any place you find yourself and from any person, you're allowed to buy eggs and chickens, and that's because since they're so cheap, they're so inexpensive, we're going to have to be afraid that the person who's selling them stole them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last mission of the Masechta and the first mission in the new Masechta. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.